I have a very good friend who years ago went through a crippling divorce with children involved. The first Christmas, when the kids could be with only one or the other parent on the holiday, and it wasn't his turn, his heart broke for loss of this time-honored and treasured family time. When the children returned the next day from their visit with his former in-laws out of town, they opened gifts, they had a traditional meal, and celebrated the day on December 26th as if it was December 25th. Something happened to him in that experience. He would slowly realize. With his heart broken from the loss of a traditional experience of Christmas according to the calendar framework of when Christmas is, Christmas Day, December 25, something new had been born in him. The cracks in his heart, caused by sadness, had allowed the spirit of Christmas in him to be freed from a 24-hour period of measurable time. Christmas wasn't merely a day to be measured in hours or minutes. It no longer would be defined by chronological timekeeping. Something had been lost, but something surely was gained. God being manifest in Christ wasn't merely kept in boxes, stored away, and until it was time to decorate again for the big day, only to be put away until the next time December rolled around. God incarnate in Christ became alive apart from the temporal confines of a day on the calendar. God became alive in him, alive in his life, and his life would never be the same again for him. He was born anew, a new creation. Out of death came life. Eternally begotten of the Father. We say this phrase every time we recite the Nicene Creed, as we will again this morning, Christmas Day. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Christmas may be the best time to grasp the deep meaning of eternally begotten. It is an infinite reality which we struggle to understand with finite reasoning. It is to say, Christ never was not. The power of begottenness, birth in the kingdom of God, is to be creatively formed in the image of eternal God, world without end. Thus, whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, eternally begotten centers us in the faithful reality that life is evolving, love is growing and healing all of creation, every corner of it, yours and mine. Christmas is the time when things are extraordinarily beautiful and often equally painful. Madeleine L'Engle, author of sometimes called children's book, A Wrinkle in Time, but those who know it know it's more than that, and other books she's written for all ages. Madeleine speaks of how the Word of God, written on our hearts, best enters the deeper reaches of ourselves when the heart is broken, allowing the Word to seep into Enter into the cracks created in the hardships of life. Long ago on that night as Jesus is born, most people in the world have no idea what is happening. Just as so many around us and among us don't see him. And even we lose sight, don't we? At this Christmas time, we remind ourselves and one another what God has done and is yet doing. Through the ups and downs of life then and now, one thing happens consistently. Christ is born. We set up a creche, we tell the story, we sing of his birth, and through it all, Christ is born in us. God has Christ born in us time after time, internally and eternally, begotten because he is in us and we in him. Christmas season is a lens through which we see God's hand in the torturous messes we sometimes find ourselves and our loved ones in. For many of us, family is how we experience our highest mountaintops and lowest valleys, the sweetest joys and the sharpest pain. In all of it, Christ is eternally begotten in us and the world, every molecule of creation being eternally begotten in Christ, and will be tomorrow and the next day and forever for that matter. Christmas is born in us by the mercy of God. And when we listen for God through his word and stop long enough for God to enter into our business, we may be privy to things as they happen, like the birth of new life. This is to say, the Christmas God creates is the only one that really matters. Regardless of whether you or I have managed to perfect the art of Christmas making in our homes or churches, or if your world is utterly falling apart due to grief or illness, loneliness or worry, isolation or estrangement, Christmas is God who comes into your world and mine in mysterious ways for one purpose. For Christmas to be born in you today, tomorrow, and forever. Our Savior will not be contained in a 24-hour period. A night or a day is not the limit of Christmas in us. The world, the business community may be ready to move on. The Valentine's Day stuff may be ready to come out onto the selling floors. Christmas may be getting the hook at Walmart. But God sees things differently. Not so fast, God says. Christmas, the birth of God's life in human flesh, is more than a holiday. Every day is a holy day for God, for us. This is the gift of the Son of God, born of Mary. He is with us in the community he forms through his eternally begotten Son, like this one. Today, tomorrow, and forever, we are Christ with flesh on. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be of good cheer. God seeks to come into your life again, or maybe as never before this year. Be born again this Christmas day and every day to come. Come forward at communion. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. Thank God for being eternally begotten in you and those you love joyfully this day and forever. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.